In other news this morning, the federal government will provide an extra $24 million to support emergency aid in Pakistan. It takes Australia's total commitment to $35 million. The United Nations says up to 3.5 million children in Pakistan are now at risk from deadly waterborne diseases caused by the floods. Police are resuming their search for 6-year-old Kaisha Abrahams in bushland in Sydney's west. Crews will search in the Narangingi Reserve at Doonside, near where the torso of a woman was found last week. The search is expected to last for several days. Kaisha Abrahams was reported missing more than 2 weeks ago. The Thai government is lifting emergency rule in three provinces 3 months after deadly anti-government protests. The laws ban public gatherings of more than five people and they allow authorities to detain suspects for 30 days without charge. Emergency rule will remain in six provinces, including the capital Bangkok. The government says the decision was made to help business and tourism. A plane carrying 131 people has broken into three pieces as it was struck by lightning while trying to land on a Colombian island. One person died and more than 100 were injured. The region's governor says it's a miracle that no one else was killed as the plane approached the runway on San Andres Island. The American Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the US will definitely begin reducing the number of its soldiers in Afghanistan next July.